it's intuitively when you think about speech, you think about it in context of conversation. But there's a constant chatter in your mind, and that's also a key element of right speech.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, that's why, as I was saying, like that vitakka vichara, that initial and sustained thought, because that's what, you know, we feed on that oftentimes. And then that's what gets expressed out, so that in terms of cultivation of mindfulness and investigation, to be being, because just trying to squash it and stop it all is not a, is not useful. But then, so that really being able to pay attention, where does this lead to? What is it? What's the root of this? Where is this going? Where is this going to take me? What is this helpful for? So then those, that kind of reflection on the, those thought processes, start we start to train our internal chatter, and then it starts to condition our external expression. We have a lot more restraint, or a lot more understanding of, well, where is this going? What is this? As opposed to just we've almost always got great justifications for whatever we think or say. So.